to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Monday, the 7th day of August, 2006. With me today is a gentleman by the name of Charlie Stewart. And he gave us a little information here for his introduction. The deception of the churches that we are in the end times is the most sinister, most devious lie that has ever been perpetrated against people. The end times madness theology was bought and paid for by the ultra-rich elite, and the tax-deductible gift and tax-exempt status is the payoff to the churches, I call them the 501c3 people, or the Pharisees, for preaching the religion of the New World Order. Now, it's easy to identify globalism on a political level. It's easy to identify globalism on the economic level, but the failure to identify globalism from the religious level has been a more effective tool to bring about the globalist agenda, than the political and economic arms of the globalism combined. Now, not only are the religious people not identifying globalism, but their religion bolsters it. With the teaching that all the evil going on in the world today is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, it creates complacency among the masses. They have developed the attitude that if what is happening is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy, then there's nothing you can or nothing you should do about it. To resist the fulfillment of the Bible and its prophecy is to resist God Himself. This is why you can get hardly anyone to do anything about it. And folks, I've been on this rant for a long time, but I've never quite done a show on this Bible prophecy thing, because I want to remind you that the other side can read too. And my question has always been, is it these people that actually wrote that and are fulfilling it, or picked up on it and hastened the process? We'll get Charlie Stewart's views on this, because the one problem I've been having is with the so-called Christians in this country, that I don't know what it's going to take, maybe a thunderclap and a lightning bolt from God Himself to strike them on their little beanies. If you see what's going on in the world today and you sit back and you claim that it's Bible prophecy and I am not going to go against God, well, I have a little problem with that. And folks, delving into the religious aspect and the belief systems, you know, I had an ongoing thing with somebody one day, and I said, you know, I'd like to see the original documents. I would like to see the Hebrew. They have a lot of those in the Vatican libraries. But it's like going into your librarian, you want to do research on a subject matter, and they look at you and say, well, what book and what page do you want to look at? Well, I don't know. I'm here to do research. Can't help you unless you want to tell me exactly where the information is you want to view. We're going to talk to Mr. Stewart about this issue, and I'm sure he has a lot to say on it. It's been on my mind for many, many years, folks. I think God is sitting up in heaven right now with his arms crossed going, okay, it's your move, my children. Move. Do something. We'll be right back.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Charlie Stewart writes that we are a family of seven living on a farm in southwest Missouri. Our children range in age from 2 to 15. One of our major reasons that we moved out to a farm was for the purpose of establishing our ministry, the Commonwealth Missionary Alliance. The goal of the Commonwealth Missionary Alliance is to help people learn to do as many practical things in life as they can when they either have no assistance or when they choose to do it themselves. And you may have heard him on, I think it was Derry Brownfield's program, which is on this network, and his website is alternativepowervideo.com. This is making the rounds, so to speak, ladies and gentlemen. They live in a 5,000-square-foot house. They have a shed out back. It's a workshop that's bigger than most people's homes. And it's ridiculously cheap how they produce their own electricity. When they built their house there, their 5,000-square-foot house, and it's got to be at least a 5,000-square-foot workshop. We'll get the exact numbers on that. But at any rate, you may have heard of Charlie Stewart before, and if you folks out there are interested in getting off the grid, it's not the point of bringing this gentleman on today to talk about that. We can probably bring him back for that. But for your own viewing pleasure, you can go to alternativepowervideo.com for those seeking to be off the grid. Good afternoon, Charlie Stewart. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, John. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I thank you for coming on because I'll tell you what, the stories I've been reading lately here, secret FEMA plan to use pastors as pacifiers in preparation for martial law, the 501c3 that the Bible talks about the New World Order, but I, for the life of me, can't find any of the Pharisees. I'm sorry, pastors or preachers standing at the pulpits preaching this. give me your take on this, Charlie. What is going on with these mind-controlled pastors in America?
Well, John, actually, the preachers are preaching the religion of the New World Order. But the only problem is that they're saying that everything that's going on around us today is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And as a result of that, rather than shaping up to do something about it, they have developed an attitude of complacency in that it's caused the people to have an attitude that there's absolutely nothing that anyone can do about this. And as a matter of fact, in my book, The Religion of the New World Order, I go back all the way to 1970 to examine some things written in a book by Hal Lindsey, who is one of the foremost promoters of the New World Order that has ever been on the scene. And in his book called There's a New World Coming, it's really interesting what he does in this. He lists, I think, 20 different things or so that he says are the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And all of these things are, I mean, they're just awful. He talks about the increase of wars, the increase of plagues, the increase of disease, the increase of criminality, of murder, rape, I mean, you name it. He goes on and on and on and talks about all the evil that has come upon us and is rapidly increasing. And he says that all of these things are the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And he's got a statement in this book that will absolutely make you sick. He says, even though many of these signs are appalling in themselves, their tremendous significance should gladden the heart of every true believer in Christ.
The only thing Charlie, the only thing that I'm in a complete agreement with Hal Lindsey said, Charlie, was, what are you going to do, threaten me with heaven? That's about the only thing that I agree with Hal Lindsey on.
Well, that would be good, except that I'm not going to be the man's judge, but based on his writings, that's one place he'll never see. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind. When you, just before the break, you made a statement and you wanted to know whether or not people just accidentally stumbled onto this and developed a theology of their own, or was it something that was concerted? Well, John, there's no doubt in my mind that this twisted teaching of the Scripture was an absolute concerted effort. And in my book, The Religion of the New World Order, I name names, dates, places, and the people involved, and expose them for exactly what they were. And I stand by the statement when I said that the political arm of globalism is easy to identify, the social and economic arms of globalism are easy to identify, but what has caused the most advancing of globalism in my lifetime and yours has been the religious arm of globalism, and it has been done by the 501c3 government churches in America and by the use of their, quote, missionaries spreading this religion of the New World Order throughout the entire world.
That makes perfect sense, Charlie, because one of the hardest things to do is to get into the minds of people that have a belief system and, more importantly, that are rugged and independent. Going back in the history of this country, very few people know about this outside of the alternative medias, about the Black Brigades. And these were preachers that, of the day, well, they wore the garbs in the various churches, but when the time came, they would don the military outfit of the day, be in the fields physically fighting against the British. You know, this sort of rugged independence has been wiped clean. And we know the power of the church. And I've often said this, Charlie, you know, it talks about world government in the Bible. And rather than having the preachers and the pastors and the priests, whatever the case may be, talking to their congregations, the people that attend their services, about globalism and the New World Order and how it's affecting them right down to their very communities, it's affecting everybody's lives on planet Earth, rather than take up that subject, they will not touch it. And I call them the Latter-day Pharisees. Am I in error when I say that?
No, absolutely not. You've hit it right on the nail. Isaiah said that they were, that the preachers of his day were dumb dogs that cannot bark. And the reason they cannot bark is because they, with their 501c3 government status, they agree in order to receive tax-exempt status and the tax-deductible gift, they agree to keep their mouth shut. And we see this everywhere we look. And, you know, I truthfully, John, have made the statement that there is no truth whatsoever to be found in the 501c3 government church, and that is an incredibly unpopular thing to say. But, you know, it doesn't take a lot of study to find out what the 501c3 government church is. By very definition, a corporation is a creature of the state. And to think that these so-called preachers have gone to the state to have their, quote, churches created, to me, tells me that fundamentally they are flawed from the very beginning. And, you know, the scriptures are very clear that other foundation can no man lay unless it's laid on Jesus Christ. You know, I've talked many times on the radio about these subjects, and I've made the statement, I'd like to draw a little analogy, that here, going back 2,000 years ago, you had the disciples who walked with Jesus for 3.5 years during his ministry. They saw all the miracles that he performed. They watched him raise people from the dead, give sight to the blind, feed 5,000 men, women, and children with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread. They saw him turn water into wine. They saw all of the unbelievable things that he did. They listened to him speak at his feet. And then when it all came down, they watched him get crucified, then get put into a grave. And then, as the scripture tells us, 3 days later, they were sitting in a room, sulking, trying to figure out which direction they were going to go. And the scripture says that Jesus, after he rose from the dead, he came and appeared to his disciples. And at that point in time, he looked at his disciples and he said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." And then he said to them, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, commanding them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." Now, can you imagine, after everything those disciples went through, after everything they saw and heard, that they would look at Jesus after all of this and say, "Now, wait a minute, before we can go and do what you want us to do, we've got to go down to the state because we've got to file our articles of incorporation. We've got to elect a president and a vice president and a secretary and a board of trustees. Now, after we've gone to our attorney's office to get all of this set up, then we'll do what you want us to do." And, you know, John, it is comical. It is absolutely comical to think that that is what people who call themselves men of God do, and yet they do it every single day. And from where I sit looking and then examine the teachings that come from these people, to me, it is utter blasphemy, and to call them Pharisees is putting it mildly.
Well, I've asked this question out loud on the air before, Charlie. After spending, as you say, 3.5 years with Christ himself, the Son of God, to deny that that they knew Christ. That, to me, was overwhelming, to witness what this man was and what he did and what he preached and the miracles he performed. When the time came to ask, "Do you know this man Jesus?" and to deny that you knew him, I couldn't imagine doing that. I for the life of me, the Son of God, creator of all the universe and everything herein, that you would deny knowing him. That's what really blew me away. We've got to take this break. I've got with me Charlie Stewart. We'll be right back after this break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news, the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion, if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
On Friday's program, Executive Order 13397 from George W. Bush, responsibilities of the Department of Homeland Security with respect to faith-based and community initiatives. This came over from aid and abet Jack McLam's office. Secret FEMA plan to use pastors as pacifiers in preparation for martial law. Nationwide initiative trains volunteers to teach congregations to obey the government during seizure of guns, property, forced inoculations, and forced relocation. This actually comes from Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com a couple of months ago. He writes that a pastor has come forward to blow the whistle on the nationwide FEMA program, which is training pastors and other religious representatives to become secret police enforcers who teach their congregations to obey the government in preparation for a declaration of martial law, property and firearm seizures, and forced relocations. In March of this year, the pastor, who we shall refer to as Pastor Revere, was invited to attend a meeting of his local FEMA chapter, which circulated around preparedness for a potential bioterrorist attack, any natural disaster, or nationally declared emergency. The FEMA directors told the pastors that attended that it was their job to implement FEMA and Homeland Security directives in anticipation of any of these eventualities. The first directive was for pastors to preach to their congregations Romans 13, the often taken out of context Bible passage that was used by Hitler to hoodwink Christians in supporting him. in order to teach them to obey the government when martial law is declared. It was related to the pastors that quarantines, martial law, and forced relocation were a problem for state authorities when enforcing federal mandates due to the cowboy mentality of citizens standing up for their property and Second Amendment rights, as well as farmers defending their crops and livestock from seizure. It was stressed that the pastors needed to preach subservience to the authorities ahead of time in preparation for the roundups to make it clear that the congregation that this is for their own good. We have received information from other preachers and pastors that this program is a nationwide initiative and a literal Soviet model whereby the churches are being systematically infiltrated by government volunteers and used as conduits for martial law training and conditioning. The pastor was told that over 13,000 counties were already on board. It falls under the umbrella of NVOAD program, which is training volunteers in a peer-to-peer program in a neighborhood setting. Pastors were told that they would be backed up by law enforcement in controlling uncooperative individuals, and that they would even lead SWAT teams in attempting to quell resistance. Charlie?
This doesn't surprise me, not one bit. You see despotic governments always have a religious arm to them. And the 501c3 government church preachers in America today do not represent Jesus Christ and the teachings of Christ. They represent their creator, which is the state. I'm holding in my hand a document. It's actually a Supreme Court decision called Hale versus Hinkle. And this is what they said about a corporation. They said the corporation, and this is an exact quote, the corporation is a creature of the state. It is presumed to be incorporated for the benefit of the public. It receives certain special privileges and franchises and holds them subject to the laws of the state and the limitations of its charter. Its powers are limited by law. It can make no contract not authorized by its charter. Its rights to act as a corporation are only preserved to it so long as it obeys the laws of its creation. Now, anybody that thinks that a 501c3 government church is of God has got their head firmly stuck in the sand. I've heard people tell me for years now, that's just the business side of the church. Well, yeah, it sure is. That's the business side of the church. That's where it really counts. That's where the rubber meets the road. And those people who have gone to, quote, the state to become a corporation, which is what a 501c3 government church is, they have completely taken themselves out from under the authority of Christ from the very beginning. And if you are walking out from under the authority of Christ, you have no truth. You cannot walk in darkness and say that you're of God. It doesn't happen. I hear people, there's a lot of good people in those places. Yeah, there are a lot of good people. But the problem is, John, you and I didn't write the book.
Right.
If a man says that he is of God and walks in darkness, he lies. That's what the scripture says. And anyone that cannot see the statement that I just read should absolutely curl the hair of anyone who claims to be a true follower of Christ.
Well, as I see this, Charlie, I don't see where it was written in the Bible that in 2006 we were going to implement the second tier of global governance. I didn't see in there that we should be in defense and supplying billions of dollars to Israel, which is a secular state. It is not the Bible of Israel, as I understand it. We have a president that was elected by many good Christians out there that are absolutely in disbelief that people are attacking the man because he's such a good Christian and God talks to him. So how, if God is talking to George W. Bush, can he absolutely be doing anything wrong? It's the way things should be. We'll get your response to that right after this break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back talking with Charlie Stewart, and I wasn't even aware that you wrote a book, Charlie. When did you write that?
Well, you know, actually, you've got a copy of it, John. I sent it to you a long, long time ago, but I would imagine you get a whole lot of books and tapes and everything else.
tons of them.
Yeah, it just got lost in the shuffle there somewhere.
Okay.
I wrote the book, The Religion of the New World Order, back in 1989. And if you don't mind, John, I'd like to read to you what's on the back of this book.
Sure.
Okay? This book was written for essentially two reasons: to expose the erroneous teachings of the modern-day churches regarding the second coming of Christ, and to prove that the, quote, churches in America have been teaching and propagating the doctrine of the New World Order for over 100 years. Jonathan Williams recorded in his book, Legions of Satan, in 1781, that Cornwallis revealed to Washington that, quote, a holy war will now begin on America, and when it is ended, America will supposedly be the citadel of freedom, but her millions will unknowingly be the loyal subjects of the crown. Cornwallis went on to explain that what would seem to be a self-contradiction, your churches will be used to teach the Jews religion, and in less than 200 years the whole nation will be working for divine world government. That government that they believe to be divine will be the British Empire. All religions will be permeated with Judaism without even being noticed by the masses, and they will all be under the invisible, all-seeing eye of the grand architect of Freemasonry. And indeed, George Washington himself was a Mason, and he gave back through false religion what he had won with his army. This divine world government that Cornwallis spoke of was the religion of the New World Order. The religions of America deceive their followers into believing that there will be a one-world government, and it will be the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. They say, however, that Jesus Christ will be the ruler. You must read this book to see that this simply is not true, and that it is, in fact, the religion of the New World Order that is preparing this world for one-world government of enslavement and despotism for the entire world. See, John, the people who have the globalist agenda, they could care less from what angle somebody is promoting globalism. See, all the churches are sitting there saying, oh, Jesus is going to come back and he's going to set up a one-world government.
Uh-huh.
Well, the globalists could care less. All they want is the promotion of world government. And the simple fact is, I'm sure you've heard of Cecil Rhodes and the Rhodes Scholarship Program.
Absolutely.
Cecil Rhodes wrote very plainly in his will. Anybody can go see this. Go on the Internet and type in the last will and testament of Cecil Rhodes, and you will see that he wrote very plainly that he dreamed of a one-world super state, a one-world government dominated by the British. And that is what he left his fortunes to do, and that is what is the indoctrination that Rhodes Scholarship recipients have received since he began the program in the early 1900s.
But yet we're told on the evening news that George Bush is acting more like an imperialist, and this is when they counter anything that this man's doing, keeping in mind that his first couple of weeks in office back in 2000, he worked overtime on working out the plans for the free trade area of Americas, which is the exact mirror of the European Union. There's another couple of steps that they need to do, but smaller ones. They need to capture all of North America, Canada, United States, Central, South America, Mexico, everything, to bring about and foment this world government. And we have a lot of people in this country, Charlie, that profess to be good Christians, and they're happy they have a Republican in the White House, and God's been talking to them, and this must be God's will working through George Bush.
Well, that is absolutely amazing to me, and I hear it myself, John, and I just shake my head and cannot figure how these people can be so absolutely blind.
The stupidity quotient, Charlie, it never surprises me. Ignorance is part and parcel of the human condition. Until you have, may I use the term, enlightenment, you're little more than a cave-dwelling Neanderthal, you know, in my estimation. And the information is there, but what is making, I mean, you can tell people things, you can instruct them a certain way, but it's why, and this is an important question, that's why I'm fumbling around with it, because I've been wondering this for more than a decade. What drives people to shut their eyes and close their ears and only hear what they want to hear and what they want to see?
Well, here's the reason why. I hear a lot of people talking on different Patriot networks and different shows, and they blame the judges, they blame the politicians. You know, they've got blame on everywhere except where it really should be. And the simple truth is the preacher has got far more influence on the grassroots people than the politician or the judge ever had. It is these people who are listening to the preacher. The politicians and the judges, the people think that they control life as it is right now. But what the preacher says, that is what determines what goes on in the afterlife for all of eternity, they say. And that's what's got them fearful and afraid. And here's this, you know, when you talked a little bit ago about the ministry that we have and that we try to help people learn to do things that they otherwise wouldn't do on their own, the biggest aspect of our ministry is challenging people to get into the Word of God and to know what you know because you can prove it from the Word of God, not just because of what some preacher said to you. You can't believe how many times over the last 20 years, John, I've presented the simple, clear teachings of the words of Jesus Christ to church people, and their response has been this: well, I'll go talk to my preacher, or why don't you go talk to my preacher and let him tell you? You got to be kidding me. It's absolutely incredible that people would trust their eternal souls, if you will, to another man. I'm just going to pay this guy to tell me what I'm supposed to believe.
Well,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I actually talked to a pastor that I got up out of his church service and walked out and never walked back into his church when he proudly proclaimed that he voted for George Bush. I'm sure that's probably against his 501c3 rules. Oh, but maybe not if he's talking in favor of Bush. But he believed that George Bush was a good, godly man. And I could not help myself. It was just a reflex. I found myself standing on my feet, just staring in disbelief at this preacher. And I guess I was standing there for several minutes. I wasn't even aware I was doing it until he finally looked at me. And that kind of snapped me back in reality. I just looked at him, didn't say, no facial expression, nothing. I walked out of that church. Now, as you're supposed to do, I sought out my counsel and we went to have a little powwow. He thought I was coming into his office for his pastoral help. Maybe I had personal problems or whatever, but he was more than glad to sit down and instruct us. And he got a little surprised because I looked at him and one of the first things that I'd ask him was, do you believe that people that claim to be the purveyor of God's word are going to be judged harsher than the common layman? And he said, yes, I think that's scriptural and biblical. And I looked at him and I said, well, then you're in for a ride of eternity. Because, you know, and I just laid out my reasons. He glazed over after a couple of minutes because it didn't fit into his paradigm or in his preaching techniques. And I stood up. I shook his hand, and I just wished him good luck. And I walked out of his office. I never talked to him again. I never contacted him, never walked back into his church. But I see this as a serious problem because you said it before. How do you get to people, you know, underlying what they do in their normal day-to-day activities? You go through churches to get to the people to either calm them, because that's what most people go to church for. They want to feel better. They'll go in there and sit for an hour and 15 minutes. They'll listen to a little rock and roll played in their whatever. They think this is a good thing. And you sing some hymns off of some projector screen and everybody's happy and everybody leaves.
Sure.
And I watch this and I've watched it over the years. That's why I don't go to any church. And my wife, her and I are at odds about this because I will not walk into these palaces of the Pharisees to get my pharmaceutical prescription from these people professing to be men of God. It just makes me want to puke.
Well, you know, John, this is a whole other subject maybe we could get into on another show, but this is going to be a very unpopular statement that I'm getting ready to make, but it is absolute truth. They can go to my website and download an article that I wrote on it. It is as clear as can be. The English word church should only be in an English Bible one time. So don't let anybody ever try to put you on a guilt trip for not, quote, going to church. Because not only are we not walking in the truth as a people, but we don't even know what the truth is, John. We're that far away from what the real truth of the Scriptures are. You know, I've heard lots of people, and I think there was a lady that coined the phrase the dumbing down of America.
Charlotte Isherby.
Yeah, and you know, there are a lot of people who think that the biggest reason for doing that was to bring the people of the U.S. down to a third world status. But I believe that's part of it, but I believe the biggest reason for the, quote, dumbing down of America is to make sure that people cannot understand the plain English of the Word of God. And I believe that with my whole heart. And I'm talking, John, about when I study my Bible, here's the way I study. I take the oldest English version of the Scripture that I can find, which is the Tyndale version of the Scripture. I read it. I read the 1599 Geneva, and I read the 1611 King James. And now I go into this wide open because I realize that all three of those translators had an agenda, and it's very critical that we understand the agenda from which the translators write. And the truth is, anything after 1611, I'm not touching. Now, I've been able to identify the agenda with which King James required the translators that came out with the authorized version. I mean, he even put it in writing what his agenda was. And the truth is, and this is real interesting, although it's just a little bit off subject, when Tyndale came out with his English version of the Scripture, he absolutely would not use the word church in his translation. The Tyndale version came out years before the King James. The reason Tyndale said he would not use the word church was, number one, it wasn't the correct word to use, but number two, he said that the word church was the word of the establishment. When King James authorized the translators to do the King James of 1611, he demanded that they put the word church back in there as an affront and attack to what Tyndale did with his version. And that's really just a little bit for maybe somebody would go on my website and download that. But don't let anybody give you a hard time or make you feel doubt one single bit that you're not in the will of God because you're not in some, quote, church somewhere.
As long as I pray to God and ask for his guidance, I don't think I'm going to go wrong. I was raised in a Catholic, Roman Catholic environment, and I went through that indoctrination. And I didn't like it too much. Now, that's not to say, and I've never, Charlie, I've always said this, that no matter how and what you believe, it is important to examine how you arrived at your belief system. And I'm not in the business of upsetting people in their, let's say, religious belief system. The only thing that I ask them is simply this. Because when you die and the final judgment comes down and that book of life is open for all to see, it's a matter of universal, not just public, but universal declaration of what you have been and what you've done in your life. There is not going to be any lawyers defending you. There's not going to be any intercessors there. It's just going to be you, the book, and God himself, and that's going to be it. So I've urged people that if you're comfortable with your belief system, hey, fine. But if there's any doubt whatsoever, and you put those doubts aside, you know, some people have come up with terms like, well, blasphemy, well, you can't say this and you can't go against, that's blasphemy. That is just a hatchet job to any thinking one individual. Now, I understand how humanism has crept into this process, and while some people recoil from that and yell blasphemy from the rooftops as loud as they can, but I've simply asked people to do this. If you are firmly in entrenched and ensconced in your belief system, examine how you got there, what the teachings were, and fine. If you're satisfied with all that, well, then you can go to the grave and hopefully your afterlife, for that's eternity, that's a long, long time, have at it. But if there is any doubt in your mind, you better start the spiritual venture, which you have to do. Every man and woman has to do this.
You're absolutely right. Let me see if I can maybe instill some doubt, because I like to instill doubt in people, because I want to challenge them to go back and okay, either prove me wrong, prove me right, or prove your own position right, or whatever. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." Now, I'm telling you that from what I talked about a little bit ago with what Cecil Rhodes, Andrew Carnegie, and C.I. Schofield did.
Don't get me started, Charlie, on the ejection seat Christians.
On the what?
Ejection seat Christians. You know,
I hear you.
That God's going to just suck you up here any second.
Absolutely. But this is the root of where the problems lie. But ultimately, they actually go even a little deeper than just these people who are running around talking about this rapture business, which, you know, a word that's not even in the Scripture, which is amazing to me. But anyway, what's happening with globalism is the only thing that can stem the tide of globalism. John, I don't believe we're going to be able to turn back globalism with guns. I don't believe that we're going to be able to turn back globalism with our 22s and 30-06s and our 12 gauges when they've got only God knows what kind of weapons they have. I don't believe that's what will turn things around for those who are opposed to the globalist agenda. But what I do believe is the only thing that can stand in the way of the globalist agenda, and that is, very plainly, the gospel of the kingdom of Christ. The kingdom of Christ, I believe, is fully implemented and was fully implemented at AD 70. Now, the problem is that most people have got their definition or understanding of what is the kingdom of Christ from the 501c3 government church. And I'm telling you, if what you believe about the scriptures, if what you believe about the Word of God has been shaped, molded, or formed in any way from the 501c3 government church, then you are on shaky ground. There are no two ways about it. You're on shaky ground. The scripture says, for such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
We'll have to take the break. I invite your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll have further discussions and your calls with my guest today, Charlie Stewart. We'll be right back.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we are back. Let's roll the calls here for my guest today, Charlie Stewart.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Before you take a call, do you mind if I finish that little...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's really important, and I'm afraid it may get some calls and people may not understand where I'm coming from. When I talked about Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of Christ, we need to understand that the kingdom of Christ is the government of Christ based on the community level. when I told you that the word church should not be found in the English Bible, the Greek word that church comes from is ekklesia, and the word means called out Christian community of believers. That is as local as you can get. The government of Christ is based on the local level, and it is so local it begins with a family, with a man leading his family according to the teachings of Christ. And then that man and his family joins with his neighbor who has a family that he's trying to lead in walking according to the teachings of Christ. And that is what the Scripture says that God's people are supposed to be involved in. The kingdom of Christ is God's government on the local level. And that is the only thing that can stand in opposition to the globalist agenda. And this is why Cecil Rhodes, Andrew Carnegie, and C.I. Schofield banded together to come up with this teaching that the kingdom of Christ is somewhere far off into the future as a fairy tale event where Jesus someday will come back and set up a world government. And as C.I. Schofield said, whatever the inner thought of man may be, he must do right or die. Well, that certainly flies totally into the face of grace. Human beings are not capable of sinless, flawless perfection. And yet Schofield says that this golden age of the earth rule of Messiah, this one world government, is a globalist. Not only does he say globalist, but he says it is an Israelitish one world government. All these things are written clearly in his Schofield reference Bible, and we can, maybe after some calls, we can get into a little bit more of where that comes from. But the kingdom of Christ, which is based on God's people living according to the teachings of Christ on the community local level, is what is the only thing that can stand in opposition to globalism. And that's why Rhodes, Carnegie, and Schofield came up with the religion of the New World Order to change the truth of the gospel of Christ into a lie. And that's exactly what they've done.
And Charlie, just today, before I came into the office, I was watching a CNN report. Two priests are just madly in love with each other, and they want to marry. And I'm watching this, and I'm going, you know, what part of even King James Bible didn't they understand? Yeah. That it goes against God's natural law. And I always make a joke of it. Because I say, okay, you round up, X number of homosexuals, put them on one island, and round up a bunch of lesbians and put them on another island. They can't swim across, and they don't have canoes, and they can't get each other. In the span of one lifetime, guess what the population of both of those islands are going to be? Zero.
Yeah.
But yet we have this in our face every day. And there's an uproar going on worldwide against these types of... I don't even know the proper term to call it, what's happening in the church and supposedly these guided people. I mean, it just blows my mind.
Well, the gloss is coming off, and hopefully with each time this happens, it's going to cause somebody out there who is a real seeker of truth to begin to look elsewhere. Because truth is there. The truth is there. And it's a matter of seeking for it and believing that God is a rewarder of them that seek for truth.
As long as you got the eyes to see it and the ears to hear it, I guess, huh?
That's right.
All right, we got to take the top of the hour break here. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up in John in Texas, Davey in Texas, Dan in Wisconsin, Victor in Ohio, and the rest of you. We'll get to all of your calls at 800-313-9443 right after this break. Don't go away.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.